Hello, welcome to day three of the TechNet Virtual Conference. I'm Matt McSpirit, Technical Evangelist, and I'm your host for today, bringing you the latest in on-premises and Azure infrastructure. And my co-host for today is somebody I wanted to bring in who, without this person, none of this would have been possible. They've been instrumental in the design, the development, the project management, the running of all of this, and above all, they're a great person. Unfortunately, that person wasn't available, so I've got Dan Pilling with me. Dan, welcome. Introduce yourself.
Hey, good morning. You've screwed me over there, haven't
Absolutely.
You, Matt? Thank you. Right. So, yep, I run the IT Pro Marketing for the US, and along with a few other people, this was kind of our idea to pull these 3 days together.
So give us a recap for those who haven't joined us over the last couple of days. Let us know what people have missed, how they can catch up, and how people get in touch.
So it's a three-day event. This is day three. Day one was all around thought leadership. All that material is online on Channel 9 now, so don't watch it yet because we've got some great stuff coming up. But it was really around how IT pros think about their careers. So we had Jeffrey Snover.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey talked about, he's kind of a big deal here.
Some scripter guy.
He invented something a while ago and he just lives off of it now. Anyway, Jeffrey did this great presentation around how we're at an inflection point within our industry and how it's a time of change and a time of opportunity. Then we talked about the evolution of the CIO with Graham from Williams.
The Formula One team.
The Formula One team, yeah. Then we did some stuff around headhunters. So we got a view from a headhunter as to what he's seeing in the IT industry. Then we talked a little bit about data, and there was some stuff around cows and how the Internet of Cows is a future thing. And then we closed off with, potentially a controversial, but it wasn't, was what IT can learn from marketing. So, interesting points. If you weren't there for the day one, have a look at another point in time after today. Some really quality stuff. We switched gears for day two and we went to Windows. So we had Simon May.
Mm-hmm.
Simon talked a lot around Windows 10, what's kind of going on with Windows 10, how IT pros need to be thinking about deployment. He was joined by quite a few guests.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of the first demos of a new set of technology features that were announced this week at RSA. So again, if you didn't see that day, check it out, maybe tomorrow, but some really good quality stuff if you're thinking about Windows 10.
Nice, and what do people need to do? What's this hashtag all about? Let's bring people up to speed.
Join the conversation. Mm. So this is the hashtag for the 3 days. There has been some great content, a lot of banter, but let us know if you're enjoying the event, what we need to do differently. This is where the conversation's at.
Yeah, and we want to make it fun. We want to hear from you in terms of for future events. Let us know what you think you would like to learn about. Obviously, we pick an agenda based on what we think is cool and great and relevant for IT professionals out there. But if there's something that's burning for you that you think, I would really like to know about that, let us know and we can make sure that happens in future events. And we want to make it inspiring and educational. And so far, I think we've delivered that, and day three is set to continue that trend. Now, people get in touch through TechNet VC. Our social media team is monitoring that.
Yep.
So we'll be listening to you. We'll be understanding what you're saying and bringing that to the stage to through our speakers, through our presenters, and through interviews as well. Now, what do we got for day three? It is jam-packed. So as I said earlier, I'm the host for the day. You've got loads of stuff from a variety of speakers, and I've picked these speakers based on my experiences with them, based on my knowledge of them being phenomenal speakers about their subject matter. So right off the bat, we've got Jeff Woolsey coming in, who's a phenomenally passionate, energetic speaker who's going to take us through all of the cool stuff in the on-premises data center fundamental space. So we're thinking about things like compute with Hyper-V, storage, networking, all of that core stuff that's the plumbing of your infrastructure. Then we move forward into NanoServer, which is arguably one of the most exciting areas of Windows Server 2016, a new deployment option, very exciting. It's IT pros across the globe are really interested in what NanoServer can do for them as an infrastructure play, but also as an application platform as well. Then we're diving in, sticking with the application side of things, how you can deploy, build, run applications differently in containers and why it matters for IT professionals. That's one of the big things that I struggled with initially when containers was really coming onto the scene from a Microsoft perspective is, what does it mean for me as an IT pro? And Taylor's going to take us through what IT pros need to know about containers, how they work, what they are, and what the different versions are and instantiations are within Windows Server 2016. Then we switch gears and start to look at management, which is important. You can't run all this stuff with no management. And that's where our operations management suite comes into play with Joe, who's going to take us through the key capabilities around log analytics, security analytics, Azure Site Recovery, Azure Backup, and more. There's loads of stuff there, including automation. That is going to be a jam-packed session, and I'm sure he's going to go at rapid speed to get all of that through. Then we've got some guy who's going to do some stuff on Azure. You might have heard of him. You might have seen him on day one.
He likes the limelight, doesn't he?
I know. He's just all about the hat. So Rick's going to come in, who we all know and love. He's going to talk us through some Azure fundamentals. So similar to what Jeff does this morning on compute storage networking on-prem, Rick's going to take us through the same kind of thing in the cloud. So a great contrast and a great synergy between the two there as well. And then we're going to wrap up with a topic that is hot. We've recently released a technical preview one of Azure Stack. So right after the Azure session, where it makes most sense, because you'll be able to blend that learning from one session to another, Charles Joy is going to come in, who's been pivotal in the development of Azure Stack, to explain what that is, what it means for IT pros, and really what you can do with it in the first technical preview. So that is a jam-packed day. Lots of cool stuff there. And we'll wrap up each session. We'll get the speaker off quickly over to the broom cupboard, or the little cupboard over there somewhere. Obviously, you can't see it. You will later. Where I'll be grilling them with some questions that you are sending in. And we'll talk more about that in a minute or two. So yeah, get your questions coming in, and I'll be asking the best ones to our speakers. So that's a bit about day three.
So this event is live on Channel 9, but it's also live with some of our partners. So a big thank you to Petri.com. Thurrett.com and IT Dev Connections. They are streaming this event live as well. So thank you for the partnership, and thank you for the support. In terms of questions, we talked about, please use the dialogue box below the stream to get your questions in. I think on day one, we had a few Azure Stack questions,
right,
which are perfect for today.
We've completely discarded those now.
No, we've got them ready. We'll have them ready.
We've kept them ready.
Big burning thing. So get your questions in. Let's make sure that we get all your questions answered.
Good stuff. Now, MVPs, we're being supported not just by our partners, but also these guys.
Yep. So MVPs are online to answer questions on Twitter that we don't get answered with the experts. So thank you to them for joining us. Do you want to talk a little bit about the MVP program and what it is and what it means to be an MVP?
Yeah, so an MVP, a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, is an award, a recognition for people who go beyond just that regular day-to-day job of using Microsoft technology and really evangelize Microsoft technology through a number of their channels in their geographies as well. So when you think about blogging, you think about social media, you think about videos, all of that kind of stuff. And these are people who are using the technology every single day within their daily lives, within their businesses, within their partnerships with Microsoft, and they're going that extra mile to continue and evangelize as they go forward. So a phenomenal program, and it's not easy to become an MVP. It's very, very difficult. The recognition is very, very widely accepted and regarded in that space. So that's the MVP program. Now, what everyone wants to know, you couldn't have a conference without prizes.
And we've got phones and drones.
Phones and drones.
So the first, we've got three competitions or three contests. The first one is you need to go to technetvc.com, register your details, and you'll go into a sweepstake to win either a phone or a drone.
Catchy.
Yeah, we didn't even think about that when we put the
prizes
like together.
A bad 80s rap group.
The phones and drones.
Yeah, word.
So the other benefit of registering those details is you will find out the latest information about when this stuff is available online, some of the inside scoop on actually what went on behind the scenes, and also we might actually release some blooper reels and things like that. If people are good and they register, we might do that as well.
So it's as simple as registering for that particular one, technetvc.com. Really, really easy. So the others, quickly.
Yeah, so the whole essence of this event is to have fun, and we want to see that you're having fun. So let's see where you're watching the event from. On day one, we had some guy who was watching from an Oculus Rift, and I don't think anyone can beat that, but I'm going to put the challenge out there. Can you show us how you're watching the event in a better way than an Oculus Rift?
Yeah, and you need to be following MS_ITPro to take part, so make sure you do that. And then the final one, the quiz, again, you need to be following MS_ITPro, but we're gonna ask questions in advance of each session. So be on the ball, be watching, be listening to the session. Hopefully they'll get answered during the session by the speaker. And the first five people to correctly answer a question, they will win a prize.
So you need to make sure that you're using the two hashtags. We need to make sure that we can pick your answers up above all the noise that's going on. And just on the Twitter stuff, Monday, we were trending in Philadelphia and the greater Redmond area. So we want to try and trend more than that. So get tweeting, let's see what's going on, but in particular to the questions, make sure that you use both the hashtags.
Yep. So before we wrap up, the first question before we go to a brief video is for Jeff's session on data center fundamentals. What is the name of the new technology to secure virtual machines in Windows Server 2016? So again, what is the name of the new technology to secure virtual machines in Windows Server 2016? So make sure you get your answers in. Remember, you've got to follow MS_ITPro and use the hashtag TechNetVC. So that's that. We can go to the video and then we'll kick off with Jeff Woolsey on data center fundamentals. So thanks, Dan, and join us again soon.
Are we still rolling? We might be rolling.
We're still rolling.
We might be rolling. Let's just assume we're rolling.
You should always assume you're rolling.
So roll.
At some point, I'm going to leave her and kiss him because we're nice and close.
Wait, I didn't know that was part of the deal.
Who's going to win? Technology, humanity? Are we going to be serving over robot overlords? What if we really are overtaken by the machine? Beer is good, isn't it?
Beer is great.
Or are they going to be serving us?
There's some things a man can't explain to his wife, and glitter on the face is one of them.
Oh, let's get started. Okay. My name is Lara, and today we're going to talk about where we've been with data, where we're going, and... Oh, I screwed that up.
It's okay, the camera's not even on you.
Oh, great. Where we're going with data. Screwed it up again. Okay.
Eye contact is just astonishing.
That's what babies do.
You didn't shave this morning. I did.
You should have like stickers we could put on your head. There's number one.
I don't know if I can be this close to you when you're talking.
Hey, Rick.
No, it's just that you're so
especially since I was flirting with you earlier. He is a good-looking man.
I'm Lara. It's that order. Yes, where we've been.
Where we are today.
And where we're going.
Long live the human race.
Cheers to the human race.
I got all the anecdotes out. Yeah, I think we're good.
No pressure. That's awesome.
It's all data.
It's all data.
TechNet virtual again. So no F-bombs.
No? So we went from minimal to now no? And I'm speaking to the...
TechNet.
Virtual conference.
No, I'll do that.
Okay.
My jacket's in that car.
Rick and her?
Yeah.
I have to look at you. Could you all swap places?
Yes, you guys are a little, you're killing me. You gotta engage.
I'm proud.
We're gonna talk about vulnerabilities, exploits, and how vulnerable you are.
Cubana sandwiches. I'm Nick Crocodilis. I'm the.
Should make it PowerShell rocks, or I wish I invented PowerShell.
You got married to a Foley? Why would you listen to me?
Seriously, he said it himself.
You got married to a Foley, and you're interviewing me. You know how awesome she is? No, seriously, she's too smart. I don't have the brain cells to compete with that. I love Mary Jo.
It came from him.
You already know what it is.
Is that golden?
Golden.
Okay.
Don't even do it again.
I don't want to do it again.
Get the fuck out of here and have a beer. That's it. You're done. I'm done.
Foley, seriously? Why did you bring that? The last minute, I did all this work. All right, I did get a beer. But Mary Jo Foley, you got
it.
All you need. You don't need me anymore. I'm done with
TechNet Virtual Conference. We'll be right back.
So all this boils down to, what if?